a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
So I sent Big Fatty a Christmas card. Gooch and I sent him a Christmas card that we made. He was constantly talking about foil inserts on the envelopes, and he loved glitter. Well, mine was a homemade card, so it had neither a foil insert nor glitter. But after I made it, I poured half a jar of glitter into the envelope and sent it off. Childish, yes. And if it happened to me, I'd be thoroughly pissed off. But I heard that he indeed opened it, and he got the glittery Christmas cheer all over his apartment and keyboard and floor and furniture. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Big Fatty.
39 and a half foot pole.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Ho, ho, ho.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 229 of the BFO for Monday, the 22th of December, 2008. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's got some more Christmas cards and a Christmas happy, and I've got a voice letter, and y'all, it's the first of holiday surprises for this week. Everyone, I hope you had a successful and fun weekend this last weekend before the Christmas. And y'all, it is the second night of the it's the second day of the Chanukah. And y'all, it has turned into winter here in Charleston. There, a cold front has moved through. And we're going below freezing tonight, and Big Fatty's nipples are a little hard. And, you know, they were that way at the horror group's Christmas party on Saturday, too. Y'all, you know I was promised a package, or I knew that there was a package coming from Diane over at the Tasty Jewelry. And y'all, I think it's probably too late to get free shipping from the Tasty Jewelry. But you know, you can always get nice New Year's gifts for people if you've, you know, forgotten Christmas or whatever. But y'all, I've pre-opened the box where I haven't opened it. I've cut the tape and all. And I'm going to look and see what's in there now. Oh, there's a card in here. And it is a thing full of packing peanuts. Oh, and there's some, what is this little red monster here? Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. And then there's another box in here. And it's, oh, in that thing, gin and tonic, sink one in your drink. Oh, it's a little ice cube tray of ships and icebergs. Oh, I love that. Oh, that's fabulous, Diane. That is fabulous. Oh, that is terrific. And there's some little monster. It looks like you put it on your pencil or your pen. No, let's say pencil. And let's read this card right here. Oh, Diane, thank you so much for that. That's fabulous. It's got little mountains on the front, and it says Happy Holidays. And it says, Big Fatty, I just wanted to wish you a very merry holiday. Thank you for your wonderful and ruined gift you give me each day. Absolutely love your show. I saw this and immediately thought of you. I hope you have fun with it. XO Diane. Oh, Diane, thank you so much. And Diane, you'll be getting a New Year's card. And so anyway, that's fabulous. And I don't know what that little monster thing is, but I think it's cute. Oh, y'all, I've got some other Christmas cards I'm going to open for you right now, because, you know, That's what Big Fatty do. That's right. And this one appears to be from Miss Kathy, y'all. It's the only person I know in the South Dakotas. And on the front of it, it is a it seems to be some sort of puzzle or something. It's a Christmas tree, and I don't really know what that is. And there's a gift in here, y'all. The only problem is it's for Larry Vader. Aw, wah, wah. All right, well, I'll pass that along. Actually, I knew that was coming. And anyway, it says Merry Merry from Kathy. Y'all, it's a cute card. It's really odd, but cute. And Miss Kathy, your card is already in the mail. And so be on the lookout for that. All right, y'all. The next one is from the San Francisco area. It appears to be from someone named Peter. And, you know, we all love Peter. And on the front is Santa Claus, and it looks like he's taking a dump in a chimney. And it's says printed on here, what a better time than Christmas for wishing joy and cheer to all the people who have touched our lives each year. And then it says over here, dear Big Fatty, to me, this card looks like Santa is leaving a very special present. Like I just said, y'all, it looked like he was taking a dump down the chimney, down this chimney. So, of course, I thought of you. Peter, you and I, oh, dear Lord, you should be afraid. Thanks for the great podcast. You make me laugh during my otherwise dull commute to and from work. Merry Christmas and happy 2009. Peter from Oakland, California. Well, Peter, you will be getting a New Year's card from Big Fatty. Yeah, that your address is on there, so I will be getting that out to you. Now, y'all, I have got three more cards that I would love to read to you today, but I'm running out of time. But I will let you know that they are from the happy couple up there in Danbury, Connecticut, and from Miss Melinda out there in the Soames Bar and her old husband, and from Miss West Stone. And, y'all, I am going to wait and open those later because I've got to get into these voice letters.
Hello.
Lord, Big Fatty, did you just have some sort of colonic explosion at the end of that outgoing message? Hello, everyone. It's Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You know me? Maybe? Kind of? I used to be on the LFC with Big Fatty. He'll tell you all about it. But I'm just calling because I wanted to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Merry Kwanzaa, Shalom, Happy Kwanzaa, or Chanukah, that's it. And pretty much just tell you that you're all fat, and I am still alive. Hope you all haven't forgotten about me, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Big Fatty, tell them how to get in touch with me. Me!
Now, y'all, I played that voice letter from Mr. Vader so you'd have a little bit of the history if you weren't familiar with the little fatty cast and who Mr. Vader was and all of that. And I did that today especially because, y'all, we can't wait any longer. It is time to play the holiday classic that became such a crowd pleaser in 2007. This time last year, 2007. And y'all, here it is, Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer.
The following holiday special is a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network, presented this evening without commercial interruption by Soy Candles by Phoebes.
Hello there. Call me Sam. What's the matter? Haven't you ever heard a talking snowman before? Like I give a flying fuck. Now I'm sure you've heard the story of flying reindeer and the Christmas that almost wasn't blah, blah, blah. But that was all bullshit from the 1960s. I'm gonna tell you the real story about Larry, The fat ass reindeer. You know Noah and Patrick and Tristan, Archer and Omar and Chef Mark that vixen, but you won't recall the most enormous reindeer of all. Larry the fat ass reindeer had a very big fat ass, and if you ever saw it, it was always full of gas. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Larry play in any reindeer games. Then one bull-dyked Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Larry, with your ass so fat, hop in my underpants and hat. Then all the reindeer wanted to really cut that big fat bitch. Larry the fat ass reindeer, he caught Santa's crabby itch. Now pay attention or I'm gonna sing it again. It all started years ago when Mrs. Kringle, who worked in the off-season as a German dominatrix, was trying to fatten up her Santa.
Eat, Santa, eat. Eat, Santa, eat. Nobody wants a skinny, submissive Santa coming around them.
Así, ay, mami, spank me. Así como me gusta. Make Santa the porky pig in your Cuban sandwich. Hágalo como le gusta a papi. Como un puerquito.
Mama don't ride no South Pole until you pork up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn, that part always gets my carrot hard. Anyway, whew, back to our story. Now, years before, a big fat cunt, I know that's redundant, you know, had dumped this fat load of reindeer on the floor. Now, Larry, who had the fattest ass at the North Pole, had never really fit in. For instance, there was the day he met another North Pole misfit, Archie the Elf. They met at the North Pole's only lesbian bar called Colder Than a Witch's Tit.
Well, hello. My name's Archie the Elf, although I don't really fit in with the other elves.
Faggot.
I couldn't help but notice that you are the only person here that isn't wearing plaid, and you don't appear to be from Lebanon.
Faggot.
What I really want to be is a reindeer proctologist.
Faggot.
But in order to become successful, I need to try out my new cattle-length fisting gloves on a big fat ass. It's dark in here. Do you have a big fat ass?
Now you're talking. Oh, Daddy, spank me, Lord. Yes, make me your hand puppet. I want to be like Miss Piggy and your Frank Oz. Get up in there.
Ah! Oh, damn, that part really gets my carrot hard. Anyway, back to our story. Well, Mama Kringle had tried and tried to get Santa to eat, but without any success.
I give up on you, Santa. I try and get you to eat ham, and you just turn away. Have you gone Jewish on Mama?
Mama, I'm just tired of losing weight by the minute. I think I have picked up a catarro, a cold, or something.
Sounds like you got the gift.
My crotch is hotter than a cubano on a gringo pelirrojo con freckles on a gay cruise, and you know how crowded and hot those get.
I told you to stay away from those magi. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, my German ass. You're tweaked and crashing.
Oh, you're back. Well, Christmas was upon us, and no one could fill Santa's shoes, much less his underpants. Now, as a side note, No, Santa normally went commando once he got to the list of bad boys and girls. Needless to say, that wasn't chocolate milk and ice cookies left over on Christmas morning. Damn, my carrot has a mind of its own. Anyway, back to our story. It's Christmas Eve and something has to be done, so Mrs. Claus and Santa head over to Colder Than a Witch's Tit for some waffle. They are distraught at the thought of there being no miserable children and parents the next morning.
I knew I should have worn my assless chaps out tonight.
I come on my crotch issues, and it's not because of those lesbian bitches, who are actually really quite nice once you get to know them.
Nice shirt. Oh yeah? Let's take it to the dark room and see.
A donde vas, mama? Please don't leave me here with all this plaid.
Faggot.
God, I love it when she calls me that. Oh, damn, you caught me again. Well, anyway, back to our story. So, Mrs. Claus and her new lumberjacket head for the dark room. Once inside, Mrs. Claus hears two very familiar voices.
You need more J-Lube, Larry?
Hell no. Tear it open, Archie. Give me all you got.
Okay, fat ass. Here comes some ass punching, faggot.
Make me your fat ass puppet.
Larry, is that you?
Oh, hi, Mama Kringle. I didn't know you came here.
Archie, why are you wearing my leather opera-length gloves?
And in that moment, an idea came into Mrs. Claus's head. An idea brighter than the North Star itself. She spoke not a word, but went straight... Okay, it was gaily forward. To work. She fixed her fishnet stockings and grabbed Santa with a jerk. She whispered her plan as he fingered the inside of his nose. He picked all the boogers, and from the bar stool he rose. He entered the dark room and raised his weak voice.
Larry, con tu culo tan grande, with your ass so fat, will you wear my underpants and sombrero tonight?
Well, Larry cleaned up with Archie at his side, and they returned to the workshop all ready to ride. Now Santa splained the solution to the rest. And the other reindeer snickered, knowing Santa's underpants would infest. So Larry was hoisted into the sleigh wearing the underpants and hat, with Archie snuggled up around all that fat. And I heard Larry exclaim as they drove out of sight.
Damn my crotch itches, bitches. Be happy, faggots, tonight.
Y'all, I hope you enjoyed Larry the Fat Ass Reindeer. We had fun doing that last year. And it's just the first of all the surprises Big Fatty's got for you all week long here. Now, every day this week, Big Fatty's going to have a special little cartoon that gets posted at noon each day. And I'm going to have an episode for you every day to include Christmas Day. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty's had a big weekend with the horror party and the horror night and all, and I was up late Friday night and early Saturday morning, and I was chitta-chatting with the one and only Miss West out there in the San Diegos, and y'all, I'm just going to tell you, I have not slept very well, and you know, when I am talking to Miss West on the phone, I feel like a...
Ho, ho, ho.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.